We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Murph and Mark joining us live this morning. John Murphy, Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team, brought to you by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest and get back to living. Murph, the Bills are playing the Texans, an AFC South opponent. Set the game up for us. What are the Bills going up against?
They're going against a pretty talented Houston team that struggled early on. Houston lost their first three games this year and then won their last two in overtime, including last Sunday night against Dallas, the week before that, an overtime kick against Indy to win it. Houston's got a really talented, high-powered offense led by second-year quarterback Deshaun Watson, who's really good. They've got a great receiver in DeAndre Hopkins, and they've got good pass rushers in J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. So I think their 2-3 record is a little bit deceptive. I think they're a pretty good team, and they're going to be home, and they need to win just as badly as the Bills do.
Yeah, you know, Mark, looking at this Houston offense, I mean, dynamic would be one word to describe it, but some of these playmakers they have, speaking about Watson and Hopkins, they are absolutely electric sometimes when you watch them. How do you prepare for something like that?
Yeah, not easy, that's for sure, but you have to take into consideration some of the terrific skills that they have. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is a guy that, I mean, he got almost 40 catches on the year already and has a great catch radius and can run after the catch really well and doesn't get a ton of separation from defensive backs. So, I mean, you've just got to be in position to make plays. I think you have to, when he comes off the line of scrimmage, you have to make every bit of the route difficult for him so that he can't get to the spot where Deshaun Watson is anticipating he's going to be. And with Watson, you can't let him out of the pocket, because if you don't maintain your rush lanes and you allow him to escape, he's going to hurt you downfield, because he is one of those quarterbacks in the league that has just dynamic running ability, and he can throw really well on the run as well. I'm really impressed with his arm at the same time. So he's got a lot of assets, and if you don't pay particular attention to him with an extra player or again with those rush lanes for that defensive lineman, it's going to be difficult to stop him.
All right, there's a new addition for the Bills this week, and that's Derek Anderson. John, how's he embracing his role, and how has Josh Allen reacted to it?
Well, it seems good. It's only been a couple of days. Anderson, his role this week is just going to be as the third quarterback, according to Sean McDermott. He won't be the number two. They'll stay with Peterman as the number two on game day. He's here to be a mentor for Josh Allen and Nathan Peterman, I believe. And he's done that. He did that for the last 7 years in Carolina with Cam Newton. And I think it's a role that he's accustomed to, a role that he appears to like. And so I think it'll be pretty good for him. Josh Allen seems fine with it. In fact, he seems to welcome the input of a veteran guy like McDermott or like Derek Anderson.
You know, Mark, heading into this week, we've got a lot of those trade rumors swirling, especially around LeSean McCoy. He can't totally ignore it. He's being asked about it at press conferences. As a player, how do you deal with that, knowing that your name is kind of floated around out there and still prepared the way you usually do?
Yeah, a difficult situation. There's no question about that with all the rumors out there. And then you want to, I'm sure he's had some healthy conversations with the staff to see if any of those things are true. And I would imagine that they were candid with him, but certainly not going to discuss that with the public. And I don't know that there's, obviously he's the best offensive weapon the Bills have and not necessarily wouldn't think that the Bills were interested in doing that, but would think that other teams were interested in LeSean McCoy's services. So in that respect, it's not particularly distracting. I mean, he knows people know he's a good player, and he would add value to the Philadelphia team where the rumor came from. So in that situation, but you just have to go about and do your job and about your business of preparation and getting ready for the Houston Texans. And you really can't think about it, although it does create a little bit of a distraction through the course of the week.
John, what are you thinking about McCoy, and when is the trade deadline?
The trade deadline is October 30th, which is 2 weeks from next Tuesday, 4 p.m. I hope they don't trade him, because I think the Bills need him. As Mark said, he's the best offensive weapon they have. But if the deal becomes too good, if Philadelphia or anybody else, there's too much, you have to think about it at least. You have to be open to it. And I think for the Bills, they are in the driver's seat here. They probably will wait a little while longer as the deadline approaches the next couple of weeks and see, you know, how high the price gets. Part of what's in play here is how the Bills do. If they win a couple of games here, which is entirely possible the next 2 weeks, then they might be looking at a little different scenario for the stretch run of the season. So I think it's everything's in play. I think there's no reason for the Bills to jump early on this. It's all dependent on, well, you know, what's coming back in return and where the Bills' season is, I believe.
You know, John, last week they get the win, so you can't really criticize the game plan. They won the game, but I know a lot of fans were sitting there hoping to see, you know, maybe a little bit more offense, air it out a little bit more, you know, a more exciting game. Do you think we get that this Sunday?
Well, maybe. I mean, you know, airing it out or not is not the question. It's, you know, being productive on offense, and they have not been productive. They're, you know, they get about a little bit less than three yards on the average first down, and consequently, when they get to third down, they're always looking at third and long. I think they average out to be third and nine on third down. So that's just out of whack, and that's, you know, on target to be really, really bad. And it's really tough to overcome that. Airing out or, you know, whether they throw or not or run, they just got to find a way to be productive on offense. They have not been. I think they found a template for getting victories in the Minnesota game and at Tennessee or against Tennessee last week. I mean, they won two of their last three. That template includes a really good defense, some takeaways, and just barely enough points. But you can't survive long-term on that. They do need to get better on offense, whether it's throwing or running.
All right, guys, have a good trip. We will be listening on Sunday. John Murphy, Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team, brought to you by Northwest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.